Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about online shopping. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
There is no doubt that more and more people are shopping online nowadays. For the past 5 years, the amount of money spent online in Europe has increased by about 7% annually, and it is predicted to grow by around 15% per year over the next few years. Although these figures indicate that there are positive aspects to purchasing goods and services online, there are some drawbacks that consumers should be aware of. But before we discuss these drawbacks, let's take a look at some of the benefits of internet shopping. First and foremost, it saves time. Nowadays, people don't have as much free time as they used to, and they don't want to waste it doing their shopping at physical stores. Moreover, online shopping is very convenient. Online stores are open around the clock, so consumers can do their shopping at any time they choose. Additionally, online stores offer lower prices because their expenses are relatively low. Finally, e-commerce benefits the environment. Consumers don't use cars or public transport to get to and from shopping centres, which means that less fuel is used and fewer vehicle emissions are released into the atmosphere. Nonetheless, it should be noted that online shopping has a number of drawbacks as well. Accuracy is the most common one. Since consumers cannot actually see and touch the actual product before purchasing it, what arrives by post may not be exactly what they were expecting. For example, the colour may be slightly different, or the quality of the item may be inferior to what they had thought. Another issue is the matter of shopper security. Although most websites are secure, hackers can gain access to a shopper's credit card number and charge money to their card. What's more, people tend to make unnecessary purchases on the net, because all they have to do is click on a few on-screen buttons. This, in combination with the fact that payment is made by credit card, tempts them to spend more than they usually do. All in all, despite the benefits of internet shopping, consumers must watch out for potential dangers when purchasing goods or services online so as to ensure they don't encounter unpleasant surprises.
Now listen to the extract again.
There is no doubt that more and more people are shopping online nowadays. For the past 5 years, the amount of money spent online in Europe has increased by about 7% annually, and it is predicted to grow by around 15% per year over the next few years. Although these figures indicate that there are positive aspects to purchasing goods and services online, there are some drawbacks that consumers should be aware of. But before we discuss these drawbacks, let's take a look at some of the benefits of internet shopping. First and foremost, it saves time. Nowadays, people don't have as much free time as they used to, and they don't want to waste it doing their shopping at physical stores. Moreover, online shopping is very convenient. Online stores are open around the clock, so consumers can do their shopping at any time they choose. Additionally, online stores offer lower prices because their expenses are relatively low. Finally, e-commerce benefits the environment. Consumers don't use cars or public transport to get to and from shopping centres, which means that less fuel is used and fewer vehicle emissions are released into the atmosphere. Nonetheless, it should be noted that online shopping has a number of drawbacks as well. Accuracy is the most common one. Since consumers cannot actually see and touch the actual product before purchasing it, what arrives by post may not be exactly what they were expecting. For example, the colour may be slightly different, or the quality of the item may be inferior to what they had thought. Another issue is the matter of shopper security. Although most websites are secure, hackers can gain access to a shopper's credit card number and charge money to their card. What's more, people tend to make unnecessary purchases on the net because all they have to do is click on a few on-screen buttons. This, in combination with the fact that payment is made by credit card, tempts them to spend more than they usually do. All in all, despite the benefits of internet shopping, consumers must watch out for potential dangers when purchasing goods or services online so as to ensure they don't encounter unpleasant surprises.
That is the end of the listening test. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1, and listen to the instructions.